880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda has given me the pointer, and it's time to rock and roll for our December kickoff show. As usual, this December we're going to kick off with what do you do if you get a DUI this holiday season with our old friend Jonathan Bletcher. We're going to talk about what a CCIM can do for you if you're a lawyer. We're going to have our 2015 economic forecast, and we're going to wind up the show with it's open enrollment for Obamacare. Now what? The market kind of basically stayed the same, so we're going to throw it right over to Wanda. We're going to come right back after this short break. Wanda, take it away. We got a great show today.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
While Wanda figures out what we're going to do next, I'm going to just keep talking. Wanda, what are we going to do next? It's time for a commercial, Wanda. So why don't we do one? I mean, come on, throw it up there. We're supposed to be doing South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. Where is that?
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Well, you know, it's our UHealth segment, and I just want to say this about UHealth. UHealth has been a big part of our lives here on Freedom Business. As most of the people that have been following the show know, my wife has been suffering from a very serious medical problem, and the folks at UHealth, well, they're helping us out. So if you need more, go to UHealth. UHealth, where you get the personal touch. All the doctors collaborate together. UHealth, the home of collaborative medicine. Go to uhealth.org for more info.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to visit our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a comprehensive complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Wanda, how are we doing out there? Got your fingers in the right place now?
I think so.
All right, well, we're going to talk.
I had too much music piled in there.
Well, you know, it's always good to have a little music, but not necessarily too much. It is holiday season. We're going to have to get some of that jingle bell stuff.
On with the show.
All right, then. So we're going to talk about what you do if you get pulled over for DUI. This season, we've got Jonathan Bletcher. He's a criminal defense and DUI attorney based in Miami. Every year at this time, we ask him to discuss the issues related to DUI. He's defended over 3,000 DUI cases and suspended license cases since 82. He served as an assistant state attorney for Janet Reno, served the Florida Bar Committee, which writes the DUI and traffic court rules, and he is 30 years as a criminal lawyer. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here. I want to, first of all, give a shout out to some of the girls at the office who helped me during this holiday season and all through the year. Say hello to Wendy, Evelyn, Maureen, and Art Basil, Natalie.
Basil, dazzle. Dazzle me with Basil. I bet the folks out there are just loving the traffic over by the 112 right now. So, John, now, let's see. It's the holiday season. We just went to the holiday party. We don't think we drank too much. We get in the car, and the lights go off behind us.
Well, you're going to become a statistic. And let me just give you a couple of quick stats, Jim. Last year in Florida, there were 61,000 DUI arrests. In the United States overall, 1.2 million people were arrested for driving under the influence. And the rate of DUI is highest among 21 to 25-year-olds. 25% of the arrests in the United States were in that age group. My personal demographic in my practice is 18 to 35 years old.
Now, you know, a lot of people think that, wow, this couldn't happen to me. I'm too smart for this. I take all the precautions in the world. I think that person's driving down a pretty dangerous road.
Well, you know, there's a stepped up enforcement at this time of the year. There's roving patrols that are going on. There's saturation points. There's DUI checkpoints, sobriety checkpoints, and police officers are out there. You know, in fact, in Miami-Dade County and City of Miami, they have DUI task forces who are specifically tasked with the job to go out and hunt for DUIs. And it's not that tough to find a DUI. It's almost like fishing in a barrel. You know, if you go out to South Beach any night after midnight, chances are pretty good that someone behind the wheel has had something too much to drink.
Well, I think that most of us driving on I-95 can pretty much pick up the guy who's had a little bit too much to drink at about 4:45 heading north on I-95.
And, you know, Jim, just because I'm a DUI defense lawyer, criminal defense lawyer, that doesn't mean that I advocate driving under the influence.
Well, I would imagine that you advocate not driving under the influence, which is why you probably tell everybody that's your client what the taxi numbers are.
I mean, look, I'm out on the street just like you are, and I see people that are driving erratically all day long. I'm not out as late anymore as I used to be.
What are you, a little old man now?
I'm not little, and I'm certainly not that old, but I certainly don't go out that late anymore. But it's really easy to spot these people. So, you know, you had asked me, what do you do if you get stopped for DUI? And really, the key thing is that it's a suspicion of DUI. It's not that you're being charged with a criminal offense or that you're already in court. This officer has an inkling that you are driving under the influence of alcohol or a controlled substance.
The old what do they call it? Probable cause?
Probable cause or reasonable suspicion to stop you, probable cause to place you under arrest. And really, it's just an officer's suspicion that you're driving under the influence. So it's important that you understand that at that point, there's about a 90% chance that you're going to get arrested for DUI. If you have the odor of alcohol in your breath and the officer has seen some erratic driving of any kind, there's a very, very good chance that you're going to be taken out of that car, asked to give physical sobriety tests, eventually arrested, asked to submit to a breath test at a police station, and end up in jail.
Wow, it sounds like a pretty invasive process for somebody who was just heading home from the bar.
Well, and that's part of the problem. It's easy to spot the people that are really impaired. It's when officers pull over people that have just a moderate amount of alcohol. Those are the people that fall into the net of overzealous police enforcement.
Well, wait, I live in America. They don't have overzealous police enforcement in America. Just ask the people in Ferguson. Sorry, I just had to get that out. You threw that red meat right at me.
I certainly did, and you cut it up and spit it out.
Pui.
So anyway, let me just tell you, if you get pulled over and you've had something to drink, basically you don't want to give the police officer any more evidence than he already has. You want to be respectful. You want to say as little as possible. You don't have to take physical sobriety tests. The officer says, you know, have you been drinking tonight? You don't have to answer that question. You can refuse to take the physical sobriety test. There's no penalty if you refuse. But practically speaking, if he's pulled you over and he smells alcohol, he's going to arrest you one way or another. And then his arrest affidavit is going to be creatively written to indicate signs of impairment.
I had those guys in my creative writing class in college. So, John, now somebody
went to college?
Just a short time. Just a short time. And I actually got a sheepskin, but not a degree. So now the real thing is, so you've gotten them. They've got you in the car. They took you back to the station. You've been in overnight. Somebody came and they bailed you out. What's the next step?
Well, hopefully they're going to call me. But in the state of Florida, when you take a breath test and blow over the legal limit, or you refuse to submit to a breath test, the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is going to suspend your license. So you've got 10 days from the date of the arrest to take some action about your driver's license. Either you appeal the suspension or you waive your right to appeal the suspension, immediately get a hardship license, but you need to consult with a criminal defense attorney right away and certainly within the first 10 days.
Well, you have to protect your assets, basically, the things that you do to get back and forth from work.
And that's part of the problem, one of the problems in Miami-Dade County. We don't have adequate public transportation set up for people that live out, let's say, in West Kendall. This town is so spread out that you need to have your car.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, John, so you don't just do DUI. You also do other types of traffic offenses. I live in Miami-Dade. I see people committing traffic offenses every quarter mile. How do people deal with the, I guess, repeat issues that come up with, let's just say, repetitive bad driving?
Are you talking about if someone keeps getting arrested for repetitive bad driving?
I think I'm just somebody who's just a bad driver who keeps running afoul of everything. What is somebody a habitual offender to do?
Well,
not habitually offend, I guess.
Yeah, well, habitual traffic offenders are usually people that have three or more driving with suspended licenses.
Wow.
Or a series of major convictions, like for multiple reckless drivings, leaving the scene of an accident, fleeing a police officer, things like that.
Well, I certainly don't want to run into one of those people.
And the laws are getting tougher and tougher on these types of things. Leaving the scene of an accident with bodily injury, you know, carries with it mandatory license revocation, mandatory jail sentences on fleeing police officers. So things are getting tougher and tougher in the traffic realm.
Now, what's going on about monitoring? You know, you read about these boxes they're going to put in your cars. There's these things you got to blow into if you've had a suspended license to take your photo. What are some of the technological advancements that are coming to deal with this issue?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is that the police are looking at laser beams, Jim. Yes, laser beams, like Star Wars laser beams.
To stick in my face?
No, practically to stick in your face. They are going to set up a laser beam or some sort of array near cars that are moving on the highway. They will shoot the laser beam through the car and should be able to detect whether or not there's alcohol vapor. Yes, I said vapor inside the car.
That's unbelievable.
Giving them reasonable suspicion to stop you. But you wanted to talk about some of the other technological things. Jim.
Wait. That's
get back to vapor
Wars.
For a minute?
No, yeah. I don't want to talk about vapor on this show, but I do want to talk about the other technology advancements that are occurring.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, which has been pushing for mandatory ignition interlock devices for every single DUI, has accomplished that in 21 states in the United States.
About Florida?
Florida, not yet completely for DUIs, but if you have a breath test result over a 0.15, you have minors in the car, multiple DUI offenders, you will be required to have an ignition interlock device placed on your car. And let me tell you how these things work. Ignition interlock devices are hooked up to the electrical system of your car. You're required to blow into the ignition interlock device and not have over a 0.02. And the technology that comes into play here, the added technology, is that now they have little mini cameras attached to the device so they can verify that you were the person that actually blew into the instrument. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, holy grail is that every car in the United States will have one of these equipped. Every car.
That just absolutely blows my mind, no pun intended.
It's getting that way. There's a strong political influence in the country.
So, John, I guess kind of wrapping up, if somebody has a DUI suspicion arrest and they're trying to protect their rights, how do they reach you?
Well, I can be reached at several different places. My website is DUILawDefense.com, DUILawDefense.com.
Can you spell that?
No. I wanted to be a doctor, but I couldn't pass the math, so I decided to go and go to law school. DUIlawdefense.com. My cell phone number is 305-321-3237. You can be found on Twitter at DUIlawdefense.com.
You're the man. John Bletcher, keeping us safe. Keep yourself safe on the highways this holiday. Don't drink and drive. We'll be back after this message. We're going to talk about how a CCIM can help you out making money. Back after this.
I'm telling you. How I feel, gonna get your mind, don't you dare.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, everybody, this is it. It's the home stretch. It's December, and the Dolphins are in town playing the Ravens this Sunday at 1 o'clock. It'll be just like a playoff game. I'm going to be there with my buddies. Why don't you join us? Get your Miami Dolphins tickets. We're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's a limited number of tickets for this game. Get yours at Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins go to get their Dolphin tickets at the best possible price. Dolphins.com. Join me at the game. We'll all be stronger together. Be part of the Dolphins' home field advantage this Sunday.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got our monthly CCIM segment. This time, we're going to talk about what a CCIM can do for you as a lawyer. We got Louis P. Archambault. He's a partner and a Florida Board Certified Expert in Real Estate Law at the Miami law firm of Pathman Lewis. Hey, welcome to the show, Lewis.
Right. Thank you very much, Jim.
Hey, now, how many lawyers were there at the CCIM in Miami before you came on board?
Thankfully, there weren't any on the board until I joined. I was at a networking meeting, got a chance to meet some of the board members that were in the back of the room, and I had known them through transactions as being some of the better brokers in the city. And when I asked them, you know, what the group was, and they explained it, I said, wow, this is definitely a group that I want to be a part of. So I asked to be an affiliate member as an attorney, and thankfully they let me participate to help out the board.
Well, that's great. So have being a member of CCIM here in South Florida helped you grow your practice?
Oh, absolutely. Even if it's not direct referrals for transactions, because for my practice I do representation for people in leasing, title work, buying and selling properties, joint ventures, development. I mean, there's really nothing we don't do. And this group being on the commercial side, if it's not direct referrals for transactions, at a bare minimum, brokers are great networkers. I mean, obviously, you know, they're terrific when it comes to a group, working a group. And if there's somebody that doesn't have an attorney, I can guarantee that people on the board will help me find them to be able to represent them.
That's great. Now, you know, a lot of people join the CCIM. They take the CCIM classes. They get the CCIM. Did you do that?
I didn't. I'm an affiliate member.
Okay.
So I don't carry the designation. I haven't done the classes. At some point, if I wasn't doing representation through a law firm, I may go for the designation. It would be an honor to try. But for me, I'm just an affiliate on the board, helping out with legal questions that come along the way. If I can give seminars on topics, anything to help out the brokers so that they can be better at what they do.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit about a recent transaction you did with one of the CCIMs?
Okay. We did an industrial purchase for one of the clients of one of the board members where it was an old warehouse in Medley. And through the transaction, we had a chance to represent the buyer to buy the warehouse. And he also used one of the lender affiliates for the group, Total Bank, to be able to fund his SBA loan on his purchase. And so altogether, we got a chance to really help out this person. It's a local business. They make pallets, actually. So a really, really nice guy. And it was great to be able to help him out and work through the group on the transaction.
Well, I saw you went to the University of Wisconsin, which is famous for the strength of their real estate program. Did you ever like run into any of the real estate folks there while you were an undergraduate?
Unfortunately, no. I moved down to Miami for law school, so I didn't get a chance to get to meet too many people in the business community. But yeah, I know that I do miss it up there sometimes. It's actually a funny story how I got down to Miami is I was in Tampa for the Hall of Fame Bowl at the time. It wasn't the Outback Bowl. And Wisconsin was beating up on Duke, thankfully, since last night it didn't happen for the basketball team. But at the time, it did. And I was sitting on a beach in Tampa. I'm wearing an air blanket. It's 80 degrees. It's beautiful. I get on the plane in the afternoon, and by the time I landed in Madison, it was 30 degrees below zero. So I went through 110-degree difference in temperature within hours. I could picture the sun and this wet, warm blanket of Tampa. And I was saying to myself, why am I here? I can't handle this anymore. The day after I got my acceptance letter for Miami for law school, and I said to my family, I'm sorry. I'm going to the big city, the bright lights, and the palm trees.
High five to you, man. High five to you. You're getting the thumbs up from every person here who I think that's a pretty similar story to a lot of the folks here that I know. Now, you're with Pathman & Lewis. What do you do over at Pathman & Lewis?
Great firm to work with. We're a boutique firm.
Other than that guy, Richard Shermer.
Yeah, Richard's a great guy. I was mentioning we go skiing together. He's a great skier.
He's a terrific
so
guy.
So if you see him on the hill, you need to make sure you get out of his way. a great firm. For us, it's a great fit for businesses in Miami because Miami, unlike a lot of other big cities, tends to be very much middle businesses, not necessarily the giant franchises or Fortune 500 companies that only hire multiple hundred attorney firms. So we have a chance to work with great clients in Miami locally and help them out, not just for real estate. We have litigation and land use, and we do a lot of banking work, too. So for Miami and what you typically see in business down here, it's a great fit.
So what are you seeing in some of the trends in real estate that you could share with some of our CCIM listeners?
We're definitely on an upswing. There's no question about that. But it's a cautious upswing because you're almost talking about two different Miamis. There's the Miami that's marketed to Latin America, which is come and buy a pre-construction condominium in the sun and have your cash in the United States where it's a little safer than if you were coming from Latin America.
Oh, what a well-positioned comment. Very crafted.
And then there's the other part of Miami, which is the people that live here, the people that work here and do business. And for us, you know, I think there's optimism because there's a lot of money and business. But on the other side, all of us remember very clearly what it was like a couple years ago in the downswing. So.
Well, you know, one of the statistics that I heard that was kind of an eye-opener was in the last cycle, there were about $14 billion worth of condos that were in the pipeline. Now there's only like $7 to $11 billion. So hopefully it's not a real overhang. And it's a lot of it's concentrated. A lot of it's a certain type. A lot of it's got pre-sales. I'll be interested to see who ends up living in some of these condos, but every one of them's got a buyer, and the buyers keep coming. And my gosh, just imagine all the business that's going to be going on when they dazzle them at Basel here.
That's right.
So we've only got, Wanda, how much more time do I have? I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Dos minutos. So, you know, what's a good thing that you can leave with us, Louis, about a takeaway from your experience at CCIM?
Sure. Again, it's a great group of brokers. It's a great organization. I shouldn't mention just brokers. There are appraisers, financiers, and other people also that carry the designation. And I do want to plug the Outlook Conference that is upcoming Wednesday, January 21st. Starting with registration at 7:30 is we're going to have our annual Outlook Conference. We're going to cover the major sectors of real estate and have an outlook on what everyone can expect for 2015. It's going to be another great conference. We're expecting 300 to 350 people at the Coral Gables Country Club. And to register, it's a little bit long, so bear with me. It's CCIMMiamiOutlookConference.com to register.
I'll bet they could Google it and find it, too.
They could do that also.
Listen, Louis, I'm looking forward to seeing you then. We'll be broadcasting live. It's the first time we're going to be mentioning that, broadcasting live from the Trends and Strategies Conference. So make sure you leave that document so I can talk about it some more on the next show. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to do a little traffic. Then around the horn, we're going to come up with Dr. David R. Williams, president of Florida Economics. We're going to talk about what's going to happen next year. He's great at predicting the future, sort of. Back after this.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends, your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. As we get older, we're all at the risk of developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my favorite part. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 11 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BaskinPalmer.org or call, here it is again, 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Good afternoon. In Broward County, a right lane is blocking the off-ramp 95 southbound at Southwest 10th Street is causing some delays. Also, police activity blocking an on-ramp 95 southbound at Sunrise Boulevard. A slow-moving traffic 95 southbound between Pembroke Road and Miami Gardens Drive. And moving into Miami-Dade County, it's stop-and-go on MacArthur Causeway eastbound between I-95 and Alton Road. Also, vehicle crash that has a right lane blocked on the Palmetto Expressway northbound at Northwest 74th Street. I'm Pam Warner, and that's your Miami area traffic.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, U Health, it's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. And everybody, U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is a comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but they ever talk to each other, cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where the research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report 11 years in a row, and it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what the healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You know, you can learn more about UHealth by going to UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
All right, we are back. We've got my good friend, Dr. David Williams. Dr. Williams has been an economic counselor to the governor, to all kinds of smart people. He's even smart himself. And David Williams, he's the president of Florida Economic Consulting Groups. He focuses on economic consulting related to the forensic litigation and economic impact analysis. He worked for 5 years in Tallahassee as the acting chief economist in the governor's office in the Graham and Martinez administration. Welcome back to the show.
Good to see you, Jimbo.
All right, let's just get right to it. So, how is the U.S. macroeconomic outlook looking now?
Those are big words, aren't they?
Yeah, I wrote them down, and I still butchered it.
Moving along quite nicely, Jim. The unemployment rate now in October was under 6% at 5.8%, and back in October of 2009, we were over 10%. Quarterly real GDP growth is picking up. Oil prices low are keeping inflation in check. It's a shame to see Russia and countries like that struggling, isn't it, Jim?
It really, really stinks to see Russia taking it in the neck on these oil prices.
So things are looking relatively rosy. There is one negative, and that would be possibly the paralysis in Congress. However, you know, some people don't dislike that. The status quo, tax-wise, financially, is not a terrible thing. I don't think Obama and Speaker Boehner, or is it Boehner? I don't know which one is the speaker.
Boehner.
Okay, not Boehner. Okay, we'll be exchanging Christmas cards, which is not the worst thing in the world. So things are looking quite good.
So, you know, to me, I'm in the real estate business, and I always want to know what's going to go on in the interest rate in the future. And for years now, people have been saying that the interest rates are artificially depressed, but now the Fed stopped buying bonds. But is demand rising enough to cause an interest rate increase?
Yes, interest rates should start rising next year and steadily for the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Now,
yes, you are correct, Jim, that the interest rates are somewhat artificially low. But with the economy picking up, demand will pick up. And the Federal Reserve under Barbara Yellen, the first woman to be president of the Federal Reserve, and hopefully we'll have a female next president, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm purple. I'm not taking sides.
Okay, good for you. So interest rates will start heading up, but not dramatically.
Okay. Well, you know, I would think that the oil price decrease, and my God, it's gone down 10% in just the last 2 weeks, is really more like economic stimulus. And if you add economic stimulus to an upticking economy, to me, that spells inflation.
I'm all for stimulus, Jim.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
Obviously, a very positive thing, having negative interest rates, unless you're in the shale industry in the U.S.
Well, those shale industry guys, they're expensive producers. They're going to squeeze. That's part of OPEC strategy.
You know, that takes me back to Economics 2013 at the University of Florida. in Gainesville.
Oh, yeah? Is that where I hit you in the back of the head with that piece of paper to wake you up?
And Dr. Dave Denslow, and it was all about supply and demand.
Oh, the guy that had the ice cream cone in the forehead?
There you go, Dr. Dave.
I love that guy.
Well, what about him?
Well, I mean, it was all supply and demand, excess supply, increased demand, so yes.
So here's my favorite chart right here, Dave. Supply and demand.
There you go.
And it intersects where I do my derivatives. The only time I ever had to know derivatives was in economics.
Good for you.
I learned I got a B on the I actually got an A on that one, I think. So, Dave, what's going on? Oh, this is my favorite. You called the stock market turn the last time. What's going to happen next year to the stock market? Are we overvalued or undervalued or valued just right?
We are right around fair market value right now. And as interest rates, the expectation is interest rates will rise next year. Bonds will not look quite as attractive as they have done this year, and that money will flow into equities. So, you know, we've had a major bull market for over 5 years now, and it could well be running out of steam, but I would take a good I could see next year in the more modest 5 to 10% range. I don't want to see any more irrational exuberance in the stock market.
Well, I don't think you're going to see much irrational exuberance. I think that the stock market's just going to reflect what people think. But if people are thinking good, then the stock market's going to keep going good. So now what's the...
You were saying, Jim?
Yeah, I was reading question five that you had given me, but I really can't read that on the radio. So why don't we talk about what else you see coming up next year, you crazy man, you? Did you see that? Did you help him write that? You two guys are silly.
I was just checking if you were reading the questions, Jim.
I'm always reading the questions, but sometimes I just channel it. So listen, you know, what's going on? Where would you be putting your money? Because what's going on to me in the economy right now is that there's a very uncomfortable chasing of yield going on, which is increasing artificially the values of certain asset classes, real estate. So, you know, what's going to happen as the rates go up is values going to decline with that increase in rates, or value's going to stay high because people can't get enough of the products that they want to invest in? How's that for a good question?
That was an excellent question, Jim, and I still think
we're out of time. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I think equities is the way to go. If you want your 5, 10% yields, I think equity stocks is the way to go.
Okay, so are you like stock picking, or are you just like, say, ride the S&P?
I like healthcare.
Really?
I do.
Really? Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to stock pick.
No, I mean, I don't like to do individual stock picks, but I like to look at sectors. Healthcare has done very well recently. And, you know, the demographics of this country, we are getting older. And it's hard to see a lack of demand for healthcare in the future.
What are some other sectors that you like?
I like technology and I like healthcare.
Well, it sounds to me like you like the outlook of the future of the United States.
And I don't dislike Japan.
Really? Deflation?
No,
downgrading?
I think
there's value plays in Japan?
I wouldn't say a ridiculously high percentage, but I can see there are signs that Japan is slowly turning around. Europe is a little bit flat, but, you know, the U.S. is the strongest economy in the world. That's where I would stick most of my money.
Well, high five for me living here. Now, one last question. What about the staying together of the British... the United Kingdom, if you will. What's the impact on that? Since you're a Welshman, you go to Wales all the time. We've even got a representative here in the building today from Wales. He's not a rugby player.
I have the Welsh version of Rory McIlroy sitting right next to me here.
He's hitting them long and straight, huh?
Yeah, listen to this name, ladies and gentlemen. Evan Griffith.
Can you say that again like an American?
Evan Griffith.
There you go.
At 19, the youngest Welsh amateur champion. Say a few words, Evan.
Hello.
That's enough for me.
That was deep. That was deep.
Well, what was he, 17, 18?
He's 20, just turned 20.
Oh, my God. What are you here on, an exchange program? Tournament. How does he know you?
We're connected.
Oh, yeah?
Old Welsh people know each other.
All right, well, we got one more minute left. If somebody needs an expert witness, 2 minutes left. Okay, so let's talk about what you do. Yeah, I know, now you don't know what to talk about for 2 minutes. So you do expert witness testimony. Talk a little bit about that and then how people can find you if they need some help with their forensic testimony.
Well, I do litigation work, forensic work, in any kind of case that involves an injury, death, business damages, loss, discrimination. Anything where there's a quantifiable loss. I work for both plaintiffs and defendants. I have a website, www.floridaeconomics.net. And I testify in depositions in court, and I've been doing this for over 25 years.
That's really boring. Let's go back to talking about the kid that plays golf. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
Find me on the website, www.floridaeconomics.net. Or just Google me.
Oh, man, my favorite economist always has a smile, always comes with a joke, always knows what he's talking about, and pretty much always picks the turn in the stock market. David Williams, my man in economics. Thanks for coming in, David. Wanda, it's yours. We'll be right back with what's going to go on with your health care this year with the new early, whatever they call it, for affordable health care. It's not early renewal. What is it? Open enrollment. Back after this.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, I'm saying goodbye to all our guests. Close that door, Rory McIlroy. Next one. All right, thank you. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, that's more than one, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. I got a whole fleet of these things. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Miami. All right, Dolph fans, join me. We're stronger together. Be part of the home field advantage Sunday at 1 o'clock when we start the playoff push, the December playoff push against the Baltimore Ravens. There's still, hey, Wanda, cut that out in there. A limited amount of tickets for this game still remain. Go to Dolphins.com today is where Dolphins get the best prices on Dolphins tickets. All right, Wanda, turn it up.
Miami Dolphins number one.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. You know, it's open enrollment for Obamacare. Now what do you do? We've got James Eric Ross. He's a seasoned, licensed health insurance agent from Southwest Florida. We're going to discuss the five keys to choosing the right health plan for you, your family, and your employees. Eric, are you out there? Wanda? Eric?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. Eric. Eric is actually there, Wanda. You magically made him appear. So, Eric, what's going on?
Not much. I just want to thank you so much for an opportunity to go on and help America figure this out. You know, you're a smart guy, Jim. Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I know that I'm sticking with my health care plan because I can't figure out what else to do.
Well, that's what we're all about, education, not indoctrination. And I think one of the key things is what we want to do is allow people to see that you have options and rights. Last time I checked, we're citizens of this great country. And I want to be able to share those keys of how you can make the right decision about your health care.
So what are the options for health insurance? Is there one, two, three, a menu? Tell me.
Yeah, there's three options right now. And what we talk about are finding out the needs of those individuals. So we do a specific health needs analysis, and the three options are a temporary plan that you can get from all the major carriers. That's Golden Rule, that's Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Humana. You can get an ACA compliant plan, which basically is Obamacare. And that setup, whether you need it or not, they have melded in there essential health benefit and minimum essential coverage that regardless if you need it or not, like unlimited maternity, unlimited dependent coverage. My wife is not pregnant and we don't have any kids, so we have to pay for it. That's the second option is ACA. The third option I call it's a 21st century plan. This 21st century plan, because we live in the 21st century, why not use 21st century technology? Has an on-demand component to it, Jim. It's really cool. If we live in an on-demand society, shouldn't our health insurance do the same?
Well, yeah, but here's the real problem I have, Eric, is it's complicated, it's confusing. I've got something that seems to work, even though it really rocks me sometimes when I have to pay. You know, we've got the gold-plated high-deductible plan, so it just rolls you if there's a problem. It's just unbelievable, this stuff that they're doing.
So let me ask you a question. Did you drive to work today?
Yes.
Do you know 100% how the combustible engine works, operates from the time you turn the key until you get to your destination? Could you explain that in detail?
Let's see. It throws a spark. The spark ignites oxygenated gasoline, which is highly explosive.
Jim, you're like less than 0.1% of America knows that. But my point is, even though you don't know how the car works, you still get the benefit of driving it.
Oh, well, that was a trick question.
That is a trick question. But what my point is that when you have an expert, when you have someone that's been doing this as long as we have, then you're set up for success. If you're in a situation where you don't have someone or you go to a computer, a cold computer is not going to tell you, hey, do you know if you take the HSA option, you're going to save more money? We tell you that.
Well, here's my real question with what's going on today. You know, you just read that as a component, I really didn't understand the article, as a component of healthcare costs have gone up the least amount this year than in the last, I don't know, since 1960 or something. But to me, my healthcare cost is going through the roof. What's really going on?
Well, I think that's a great question. It's a lot of people don't understand that there's some smoke and mirrors here, and it's called maximum out-of-pocket. If you remember one thing that's coming from my voice today, that's what I want you to remember. What your maximum out-of-pocket means is how much at the end of the day is James Eric Ross going to pay for his family of four. And if you understand the components, and I'm not going to get into the minutia of it, that's what my whole point is, a family of four with their out-of-pocket expenses, now that's lab work, that's all the stuff that they do incidental in the year, now there's something called naked insurance. Now, I'm not being pornographic, Jim. Naked insurance means that you have to come out of pocket your deductible. And you say you have that Cadillac plan. Well, my deductible is zero. And I go, well, what's your maximum out of pocket? Because they always have a maximum out of pocket. It's probably $5,000. And you're paying, how much are you paying, if you don't mind me asking, for that Cadillac plan?
Well, I'm not really a good example because my wife has a significant situation. So we also have hole in the donut coverage. But my overall insurance exposure is about $1,200 for just my wife and I.
Okay, I pay
major deductibles, and I pay copays that are 10 times what they were just 3-4 years ago. And the real issue that I have is that I have a different health care requirement than the 25-year-old guy that's on the same policy in my firm. So, you know, it's really tough to make one of these policies work for everybody in the office.
That's right. And that's where we come in because we can take, let me give you an example. There's an electrical contractor here where I am in Southwest Florida, and they have 20 people. I can't help all of them, but I can help 12 of them and save their company over $2,000 a month because they don't have to pay for the stuff they don't need. They have a premium guaranteed for 36 months. So whatever that company does in 2015, they pay the same amount in 2018, and I don't know anybody that can say that. That's that 21st century plan that sets healthy Americans up for victory.
You know, it's really amazing. I know that the president had everybody in mind and potentially the drug and healthcare companies as well when he tried to get this through. The great benefit of this is that when my wife gets her transplant and she goes off of Medicare, Medicaid, that or whatever she's on, I don't know, that now I will be able to get her health insurance where before I couldn't and all the drugs would have just eaten me alive price-wise.
So, and again, it goes back to our point about predictable premiums. We're small business owners, right? As small business owners, I want to know, predict what my benefits are going to be for my health insurance. Predict what premiums be month after month.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I kept going, because I agree with you. Small business is all about the variance. So if I can stay away from having a variance, it's very important to me. Predicting my cash outlay on a month-to-month, week-to-week, day-to-day basis is very important to me managing my business.
Well, you said something earlier, and I couldn't agree with you more, because that's where our specific and our basically exclusive health needs analysis comes in. Not everyone's the same. You can't treat everyone the same, even though they want to treat us like sheeple. Jim Freed is a unique, rare being, and his family should be viewed in that way, and that's the way we do it. And I think that we're on to something here, because people are just like, do you remember the movie Network? I think it was, all I can stand. I can't take any more.
Yeah, we could tell you don't live in Miami because they play that at the Heat games. But yeah, I know that one. And of course, it drives me crazy. It drives me absolutely crazy. There's got to be a place, got to be a way, got to be a method that people can get the information they need to make sure that their health care is as good as it can get, because that is the most important thing there is. The ability to stay healthy is the number one thing. Keeping your body in shape and in health is the number one thing. If that's going, you can tackle every other problem.
Because part of wealth care, because you could have $1 billion and not be able to lift your head from the pillow, and what good is it? Part of wealth care is health care. And I want to let you know, as guides, as innovators, and advocates for the citizens of the United States, we felt it incumbent upon us to create a website that people could go to and find out those five keys and sign up for free. It doesn't cost anything. You have access to all different types of situations and scenarios where we will find the right plan for your family, for your business, for you. Because there is no best plan anymore. That went the way of the Triceratops. What we have is a website. You can go to acaroadmap.com. That's acaroadmap.com. And find out, take your money back, America, because it's your money. If you go and do this blindly and don't find out your options, I don't know what to tell you, because ignorance here is not an option, and that's why we're so persistent in what we're doing, Jim.
You know, I really do want to give a shout-out to Bill Robinson. Bill Robinson's the guy that got us together. Bill is the main reason why we're working together today. And Bill has really helped me build my brand and my show over the years, the early years. Bill was with me in the early years. So I really want to thank you, Eric, for coming on the show and really helping us out and really highlighting this issue. Again, if people want to get you, the phone number and the website, please.
Is 941-875-4144, and the website is acaroadmap.com. Give us a shout. You'll be glad you did.
Eric Ross, healthcare aficionado, helping to keep America healthy and great. Eric, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, couldn't have said it better myself. All right, Wanda, how much time do I have left? Oh, I got forever. This is terrific. You know, we had a great show today. It's our December kickoff show. We started off and we talked about the DUIs with Jonathan Bletcher. And I want to thank my old friend, Jonathan Bletcher. Thank goodness I've never used his legal counsel, but he's a wonderful friend and a terrific guy. And somebody that if you do have a problem that's in his bailiwick, he will be your advocate. He's the greatest. We talked with Louis Archibald about being a CCIM and a lawyer. Terrific. David R. Williams, perhaps my funniest segment of the month. And, of course, Eric Ross talking about open enrollment of Obamacare. So thank you to all my guests. I want to thank South Florida, our sponsors, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, UHealth, the University of Miami Healthcare, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association of South Florida, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and I want to thank you, our listeners. You know, go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. We've been listening to the traffic, so stop dazzling and bazzling. Be careful out there. Traffic is going to stink for the next few days. Suck it up. Just be as good as you can. I'm talking to myself because I live in the middle of all that stuff. So join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website, the hits are going through the roof. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.